Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Retribution by John Stack. Narrated by Greg Wagland. Chapter 1. The Senate chamber rose as one. To the raised voice of the Princeps Senatus, the leader of the House, announcing the arrival of Tiberius Sempronius Gracchus. The senior consul of Rome was not a tall man, but he walked with an elongated stride that infused his stature with energy and confidence, and the assembled senators made way. He reached the podium and turned to the gathering, resting his elbow on the dais in a casual attitude that belied the tension he felt in the pit of his stomach. The inner chamber of the Roman Curia was a simple space, a semicircle of tiered seating with a single lectern at its centre. The senators of Rome were scattered about the chamber in clusters, many of them already moving with unhurried pace to their preordained spaces at the arrival of the consul, while others waited for the calls of the princeps to come to order. Gracchus remained unmoved. He scanned the chamber with his eyes. Each senator was dressed in the simple toga virilis, and as the group settled, they created an unbroken view across the plane of his vision. Only an experienced eye, familiar with the intimate workings of the Senate, could see the clear lines of demarcation in the assembly. To his left, the space was dominated by the homines novi, the new men of the Senate, whose recent wealth had propelled them to the seat of power. On the opposing wing of the chamber sat the ancient families of the Curia, men who followed in the tradition of generations, and whose positions were secured by virtue of their name and the repute of their forefathers. The middle ground was given over to the capricious centre, senators who swore open allegiance to neither faction. To Gracchus they were beneath contempt, merely voting fodder whose support could be bought or coerced when the occasion required. As leader in the Senate of the Scipio Paulus Gracchus family, Gracchus had numerous confederates who helped him control this mercurial voting bloc, and his ascendancy to senior consul and his short term in office thus far had been without incident.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?